Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 25 to 8, Darren's here. Darren, a very poignant Munster final at the Gaelic Grounds yesterday.
Yes, certainly one to remember, Audrey. Kerry winning that Munster final. Galway winning in Connacht. So the first two provincial titles for 2023 decided. Kerry beat Clare 5-14 to 15 points, but completely overshadowed, and understandably why, by the passing of the Clifford brothers' mother over the weekend, Eileen, on Saturday. Incredible strength, I think, shown by both players, both deciding, even though the mother had died 24 hours previous, that they wanted to honour her and pay tribute to her by togging out yesterday. David, the captain as well, leading by example with 2 goals and 6 points, and Paddy as well chipping in with a goal. Our reporter Angelina Nugent spoke with the Kerry manager Jack O'Connor after the game.
Yeah, delighted, yeah. Look, it was an awkward kind of a weekend for us with the situation with Alan Clifford, but, you know, I think the boys handled it well, particularly the family and the two Clifford brothers. So, just delighted it worked out, you know. We could easily have taken our eye off the ball, but I thought we approached the game in a very professional manner, and you know, the couple of goals in the second half finished it off as a contest.
A word on the two boys, you know, in particular, you played so well, and I presume, you know, a sadness like that, a grief like that, encompasses the whole camp because you're such a team.
It does, yeah, it does. I suppose the boys got a bit of solace coming into the group this morning because they're very supportive of each other, they're very tight as a unit, and it was just fantastic that they played so well. I think David came away with 2-6 and Paddy obviously got his goal there in the second half, so great way to honour their mother and make all the family proud.
It is, you know, an All-Ireland Championship now that you go into, a couple of weeks of a break before you host Mayo in Killarney, so a whole other competition nearly at this stage, Jack.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah, of course, yeah. There's no time to rest in our laurels. We feel that we need to tighten up a few things after today. I know we were fluent at times up front, but we still left a good few scores after us, and you know, we still conceded 14 points, which is a bit more than we were hoping, you know. So we have a bit to work on, but look, happy enough. I mean, any day you get 5 goals in a Munster final is a good day.
Yeah, our deepest condolences to everyone in the Clifford household on the passing of Ellen over the weekend, and brilliant, brilliant performance by the two Cliffords. Even just to show up on the day and to put in a performance like that really says a lot about them, doesn't it? More on the big matches, on that particular match a little bit later on. Galway ran out 2-20 to 12-point winners against Sligo and Connacht. Matthew Tierney, just like David Clifford, really excelled. He scored 2-7 and he paid tribute to the team of 98, his childhood heroes who were honoured at the game yesterday, and also special praise for his teammate Damien Comer, who said he met his 2 goals possible. He's been speaking with Mike McCartney.
We wanted this result, and we're just happy we got it over the line. And
what do you remember of the 2 goals?
I remember Damien anyway. He put the head up and saw me twice, so I owe him a few pints now.
No, you'll be celebrating tonight, I'm sure, but then you've got to think of Tyrone during the week.
Absolutely, yeah. We're out again in 2 weeks, I think, so yeah, we'll get back to the drawing board and think about Tyrone then.
Connacht finals are special, and Galway, a Connacht medal, the Nestor Cup, very special. What are your memories of Connacht finals growing up? Is there anyone that steps out or stands out for you?
Yeah, I remember watching them all. The 98 team were out there before us, and I watched the year till Sunday, I don't know, countless times, so it was great to see them out there as well, and I remember them playing, so including PJ, so it's great to be in them and winning them, so we're happy out.
Yeah, a year till Sunday. One of the great documentaries there. Mayo defeated Galway, though, in the TG Cahir Connacht Ladies Football Final. First win for them since 2016 in this province. Cork and Kerry finished all square in Munster. Waterford just edged out Tipperary. Dublin, much too strong for Laois and Leinster. In Ulster, Armagh beat Donegal. Amy Mackin chipped in with 9 points there from their total of 115. In hurling, Kilkenny took another step towards playing in a Leinster final. Comprehensive victory over Antrim. Off beat Kerry to secure a place in the Joe McDonagh Cup decider. Carlow overcame Down and can seal a place in that final if they can beat Offaly next week. Laois and Kerry, though, remain in with a strong chance there as well. A lot of hurling to be played next weekend there. Now, Arsenal reduced the gap on Manchester City to a point at the top of the Premier League. They looked very impressive as they beat Newcastle 2-0. Manchester United lost again. They went down 1-0 to West Ham. A David De Gea mistake proved very costly for United there, and his manager Eric Den Hag stood by his keeper after the game.
Yes, the most clean sheets in the Premier League. So we would not be here in this position without him. So yes, fully my belief, no concerns. Yeah, that happens, but I think as a team, you have to deal with it. You have to show character and be resilient and bounce back. And so, and that this team will do.
Do you back De Gea in the long term?
We want him to stay, and we want him to extend his contract.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there with that. Looks like he's staying at Old Trafford. Though Celtic won the Scottish title again, 2-0 win away to Hearts, their 11th title in 12 years. Jockey Oisin Murphy rode Maj to 1,000 Guineas Glory at Newmarket. Big win for him after his long 14-month ban came to an end. Returned to riding in February for breaching COVID-19 rules and was found to have twice above the alcohol threshold as well. But getting back to business on the track, Oisin Murphy, big win there for him. Terenure beat Clontarf to win the AIL Division 1 title for the first time in 32 years of trying. They finally got it done. They ran out 50-24 winners. Seamus Power was tied 18th at the Wells Fargo, and Max Verstappen won the Miami Grand Prix.